Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today's a cycle video that I've had a ton of requests for. And as you know, I'm the man of the people. I try to give you what you want when you ask for it, the best of my ability. And so today we're going to talk about stacking testosterone propionate, NPP, and Winstrol. But before we get into that, I just want to thank everybody that's out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, like, share, subscribe, comment. It always helps the channel to grow. It's greatly appreciated, and it's allowing me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. So, all right. Now, with any cycle video that I do, remember a couple things. One, it's my opinion. Two, it doesn't mean the doses are going to be perfect for everybody. And I have a video that's coming out that's just talking about how steroids are not for everybody. These are doses that over time, what I've come to believe and what I've seen through, you know, observation, study, use, all of the above, that are the most effective doses that will cause at least the least amount of damage or at least lower the damage. There's no guarantee on how much damage will be done with any types of steroid use. But I am a more conservative dosing person, which some people love, some people don't like. I don't really care if you don't like it. That's my way of trying to teach health and longevity first and foremost above everything else. Some people don't think or operate that way, and that's fine. I don't really want anything to do with that type of crowd, but to each their own. I don't, you know, I'm not going to bash people, say things. I just don't believe in that kind of methodology or that kind of dosing or that kind of carelessness. So you may not love some of my dosing layouts and protocols. Okay. Not doing this for everybody. I'm just trying to convey and help as best I can. Nobody is for everybody. It just doesn't exist anymore, especially now, with how polarizing things are. But, you know, I do my best. And given the request, this is the topic for today. So, testosterone propionate is a short estered form of testosterone, as we've discussed many, many, many times, meaning it does need to be injected, pinned, every other day because of the shorter duration of the half-life. And that's why NPP is used, nandrolone phenylpropionate, short form of nandrolone or decadurobolan. So that can also be used to coincide with the shorter ester of testosterone that we're going to be using. So we can keep this cycle to 8 weeks. And that's very ideal for a multitude of reasons. A lot of people do feel and believe that Test prop converts to estrogen slower and that NPP will cause less bloating, water retention, etc. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but, you know, it all boils down to estrogen control and how you're controlling your estrogen, and also keeping in mind the possible side effects of prolactin with NPP, which I've talked about how to control both of these. So this is not a video discussing how to control them, so to speak. I will just tell you, as I've covered this very, very, very directly, that with testosterone, you should have and really consider using an aromatase inhibitor, Aromacin or Arimidex. With NPP, depending on your dose, I don't care if you're running like 100 milligrams of it. I would always, no matter what, under any circumstance, have Dostinex, Caber, or Promipexol on hand just in case. I have said that doses under 300 milligrams a week of DECA and NPP generally, for most, not 100%, but for most, would not require that type of use, and that vitamin B6 or an ashwagandha supplement coincided with each other will definitely help. But once again, that is for you to decide and determine based on your body response. I believe with the doses that I give that I keep these low enough to where you don't have to just overdo it with the ancillaries. Ancillaries being your supports on cycle. And then we'll talk about that with Winstrol as well. But first I want to talk about NPP and test prop. It's an 8 to 10 week cycle. My preference would be to keep it at 8. Some people want to do it 10. I mean, you could do it 12 weeks if you want, but with that defeats the purpose of running the shorter esters. And, you know, and it's also a ton of pinning frequency. My recommendation would be 8 weeks on this, 100 milligrams every other day of each. So And 75 is even a good dose as well. So anywhere between 75 to 100 milligrams every other day. So you're looking at, you know, in that range of 275 to 350 milligrams per week if you do the math and break it down on those of test and NPP. So if you start getting in that 100 milligrams every other day, I would definitely consider using CABR or PROMI. I prefer, you know, PROMI may be a little bit more effective than CABR, and you certainly don't want to do any of these long term at all because they have negative, you know, consequences to them. But if you run them properly, you should only, especially with CABR, which I would prefer, it's like every 3 days, 0.25 milligrams. The PROMI is a little bit trickier, and I've discussed this because of the nausea side effects and the pyramiding with it and slowly easing into it. So my preference would be to go with CABR. Vitamin B6, if you're going to do that, people always ask me, just take the recommended dose on the thing. You don't need to go crazy and overdo it on any vitamins. Just take your recommended dose on whatever your bottle says for the day, and that should be totally sufficient. Same with ashwagandha. You don't need to go blasting these or doing something crazy. And then with test, Aromasin or Arimidex, you're going to have to judge that for yourself. General starting points on both, 12.5 milligrams every other day of Aromasin, 0.5 milligrams every other day of Arimidex, and you're going to have to adjust that to be sufficient with what your need is based upon your, you know, how prone or susceptible you are to estrogen, which I cannot tell you. I have no idea. And also to coincide with the dosings that you're using. You know, for me, I can have estrogen problems. Anything over 200 milligrams of test per week, I notice I'm running into problems. So in terms of estrogen conversion, and I'm more estrogen prone than others. Somebody's not going to need the same as I do. And so, you know, you have to be careful on what you decide to do, your recommendations and things of that nature. Now, with the Winstrol, you don't want to go any higher than 6 weeks with the Winstrol. So for me, if we're running an 8 week cycle here, that's weeks 1 through 8. So I would start Winstrol week 3. So you got week 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That is your 6 weeks. I would not exceed 50 milligrams per day. 40 milligrams is also quite sufficient on Winstrol. Listen, Winstrol is very, 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 very toxic, and it really hammers your cholesterol. I've talked about this in Winstrol videos. I am always asked about on-cycle support. The one that I use and I've used for a very long time that I don't even use oral steroids at all now. So I don't cycle at all, but I've stayed on this product year round just because of all of the avenues that it covers with your liver, kidney, cholesterol. When you're running a toxic oral steroid, it is not just your liver that you need to address. Okay. That is a big part of it, but you have all your organs that can be negatively affected. You'll notice like kidney numbers, especially already kidney numbers can be elevated due to like, you know, you putting so much effort into your training, and the more intensity that can elevate them, the more protein that you're taking in, all of these things can factor in. So kidneys can really take a beating too. Cholesterol, especially like I said with Winstrol, and you definitely don't want that getting out of whack, especially, you know, on a toxic oral steroid. So I use N2Guard. The reason I use it, it's got over 40 ingredients and it covers all the bases. There are other all-in-ones out there. They just don't cover all the bases. And then you really feasibly need to go pick and buy separate supplements for each little area that you need. If you care about your overall health, which some people do not, I am one that stresses the importance of safety first, always. So, you know, that's really it. You need a full post-cycle therapy. If you got any questions on how to run a post-cycle therapy, I have a full video that talks about the perfect post-cycle therapy that you can easily find. Type in Dylan Jamelli PCT and it'll pop right up. Watch that video for help. The difference with a short estrogen cycle is instead of having to wait 2 weeks for the esters to clear to start your post-cycle therapy, this can be started in, you know, 2 to 3 days. For the clearance, I'd say about 3 days. NPP is a little bit longer. You could even stretch it to 4, but 3 days is just perfectly fine. And there you go. That's it. I would not recommend NPP or really testosterone to any female. Winstrol, I don't love for a female. It's more acceptable, but I, as a female, just don't run this cycle. Don't at all run it. It's not for females at all. And, you know, I've covered for men when you are ready to run a steroid cycle, etc. And that's, yay, I'm not your dad. Determine it however you want. This is just my thoughts and my theories. I'm safety first. I'm health and longevity first. So that's it. It's not anything drastic drawn out. That's how to stack testosterone, propionate, NPP, and Winstrol. If you do decide to go the 10 weeks, then all you got to do is start Winstrol week 5. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A lot of people go, well, 5 to 10 is only 5. No, you're not counting the week. That's why I count it out on my finger so you can understand. I see people that just don't grasp that. And so, you know, weeks 5 through 10 is a total of 6 weeks, okay? Week 5, week 6, week 7, week 8, week 9, week 10. So there you have it. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.